So let us begin by, first of all, turning to the Code of Jewish Law, to that introduction called the Sefer Hamadah, the Book of Knowledge, and from a section called Hilchot Talmud Torah, the Laws of the Study of the Torah. And my text is from chapter 1, 11, 12. And here's a text which Isidore Twersky made famous in pointing out how clear it reveals the agenda of Maimonides. The text is a rephrasing of a Talmudic text, which says that every Jewish student should divide his time into three parts. First part, you study Bible. The second part, you study the Mishnah. And I've defined these terms already, so you should know what they are. And the third part, the Gemara or the Talmud. That is the commentary on the Mishnah. Now that's simple enough. But notice how Maimonides takes that same text, which everyone knows, and reinterprets it. Here is Maimonides. The time allotted to study should be divided into three parts. A third should be devoted to the written law, that is, the Bible. A third to the oral law. And the last third should be spent in reflection, deducing conclusions from premises, developing implications of statements, comparing dicta, studying the hermeneutical principles by which the Torah is interpreted, till one knows the essence of these principles and how to deduce what is permitted and what is forbidden from what one has learned traditionally. This is termed Talmud. Now, there's stuff going on here. In other words, notice what he's done. In the traditional interpretation, you have Bible, Mishnah, Talmud. They've been collapsed into the general term, generic, oral law, the generic term, oral law. Then you have a third category. What is this third category? He develops it in another paragraph, which I don't want to read to you. But he also calls it by the word pardes, which is a word used in Jewish literature meaning esoteric studies. What I would like to suggest, in fact, Isidore Twersky has suggested the same thing, that what he really means here is the philosophical study of rabbinic literature. In other words, not just reading it by rote, not just learning it, not just memorizing it, not being able just to recite it, but to get at its essence, its philosophical essence, its intellectual structure. In other words, that's really what rabbinic study is all about. In other words, the third level of Jewish learning entails a kind of philosophical exposition of the text. And that ultimately what he is deriving here, what he is trying to pull out of this rabbinic dictum, is that to be to reach a level of scholarship as a Jew means to study philosophy. In other words, now if that is true, if that interpretation is correct, then we have the agenda of philosophy already presented within the legal code. Not in the philosophical work, but in the legal code itself. So that's the first text. The second text is, I'm not going to read it to you, but I'm going to tell you about it. It's very famous. This appears in the third book of the Guide, chapter 25. And this is Maimonides' famous metaphor about the palace. There's a king sitting in the palace. He's surrounded by all kinds of rooms, and rooms, exterior rooms, interior rooms, and so on. Then around the palace is a wall, and then there's a moat, and then there are, you know, farther areas that are farther away from the palace. He situates all kinds of people. There are people sitting on the other bank of the moat, and then there are some who are in the moat, some who are in the castle, but only in the exterior rooms, and then those who are in the interior rooms. And then there are only those who got into the room to face the king. Now, what is this all about? He tells us explicitly what the metaphor is. The king, of course, is the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be he, God. And this is about how human beings enter the inner sanctum of God's world and touch God, so to speak, directly. Who are the people on the outside? They are, of course, the heathens. The ones that are a little closer, ordinary Jews. They observe the commandments. They do everything right. They're not immoral. But look how far, you know, maybe they got over the moat. I don't remember this exactly. I'm just sort of paraphrasing it here. And then there are those who study the Talmud all day long, and they're very serious scholars. They get into the external rooms, but they haven't made it into the internal rooms. Who, of course, gets inside? Obviously, the philosopher. In other words, here it is clear there is a priority within Judaism. To be a philosopher is ultimately to see God, to appreciate God, to understand the essence of God directly. And only a philosopher, only a person with that intellectual capacity is in a position to be in the inner sanctum with God himself. So that's the second text.